大家好
Hello, everyone.
欢迎收看本期的沈叔慢聊。
Welcome to this episode of Province Slow Chat.
我是李石阿静。
I am Lai Shi Er Jane. I'm
最近 NASA 登月的信息啊，又一次刷爆了网络啊。
Recently, the information about NASA lunar landing has once again gone viral on the internet.
有的呢，关注是否能成功登月。
Some people are concerned about whether a successful lunar landing is possible.
有的呢，关注是否能建立永久的基地。
Some people are concerned about whether a permanent base can be established.
还有的关注啊，能有什么样的科学产出啊。
What kind of scientific output can be achieved?
当然呢，也有些人不一样。
Of course.Some people are different.
他关注太空舱厕所的问题。
He is concerned about the issue of space toilet.
那么每个人啊都有自己的关注点啊。
So everyone has their own focus.
我呢也一样。
Me too.
不过我跟各位不太一样啊。
However, I am not like everyone else.
我关注的是啊。
I am interested in.
这次美国登月的总负责人
The overall leader of the American moon landing
他竟然是个华人
He turned out to be a Chinese
那为什么老美会把如此重要的工程交到一个华人的手上呢
Why did the Americans entrust such an important project to a Chinese?
啊
Oh
这就是我们今天要聊的话题
This is the topic we are going to discuss today.
美国梦。上个世纪七十年代初
American Dream, early 1970s.
霍华德·胡出生在中国上海。
Howard Lake was born in Shanghai, China.
就在中国。
In China.
刚刚改革开放。
Just after the reform and opening up,
普通人有走出国门的自由后
After ordinary people have the freedom to leave their country.
他的父母呢把他带到了美国
His parents brought him to the United States.
定居
Settled
在了华盛顿州西雅图市
Located in Seattle, Washington.
他们家呢不是什么权贵家庭啊
They are not a wealthy family.
爸爸呢只是在西雅图啊经营了一家很小的中餐馆。
Barber only ran a small Chinese restaurant in Seattle.
因此呢他早年也经常在后厨帮忙打杂。童年的时候
So, he also often helped in the kitchen as a child.
他的父亲呢带他看了一部电影。
His father took him to see a movie.
也就是后来被誉为最佳科幻系列的星球大战。
This is later hailed as the best science fiction series, Star Wars.
那么这个啊，成了他职业生涯的启蒙。
Then this became his enlightenment in his career.
根据他的回忆说啊
According to his recollection,
我最早的回忆之一就是和爸爸一起排队。
One of my earliest memories is standing in line with my father.
等着看星球大战。
Wait for Star Wars.
霍华德·胡回忆道。
Howard recalled.
太空可能是什么样子。
What might space be like?
那种景象让我非常震撼。
That scene was very shocking.
这对我未来想做什么产生了巨大的影响。
This had a huge impact on what I wanted to do in the future.
18岁这一年
18 years old.
他考入了华盛顿大学工程学院。
He was admitted to the School of Engineering at Washington University.
攻读航空航天工程专业。
Study aerospace engineering.
一毕业呢就以实习生的身份进入到了 NASA 工作。
After graduating, I started working at NASA as an intern.
在30多年。
In 30 years.
他从实习生到普通工程师
From intern to regular engineer
再升到管理岗
promote to a managerial position,
从航天飞机的航空电子软件研发到国际空间站的制导、制航以及控制系统。
from the development of aerospace electronic software to the guidance, navigation, and control systems of the International Space Station.
再到2022年。
I-2022.
阿尔特勒斯一号任务试飞前啊，
Before the Alps-1 mission,
他被提拔为该项目的总负责人。
he was promoted to be the overall leader of the project.
那么这个期间啊，从来没有人。
So, during this period, no one.
因为他是华人的身份而去质疑他或者拉去审核审查。
Because he is Chinese, he is questioned or subjected to scrutiny and review.
没有，更没有人给他扣上间谍的帽子。
No one has accused him of being a spy.
从一个西雅图餐馆后厨
From a Seattle restaurant's back,
洗碗的华人移民少年，到电影院里。
A Chinese immigrant boy who works in a restaurant, washes dishes, goes to the movie theater.
仰望星球大战的科幻迷。
For science fiction fans of Star Wars.
再到30年如一日在 NASA 的深根。
To take root in Larsa for 30 years.
最终呢，掌舵猎户座飞船的总工程师。霍华德湖啊。
The final engineer in charge of the Enterprise, Howard.
他用半生奋斗证明了一件事。
He proved one thing with half a lifetime of struggle.
每个人都可以有梦想。
Everyone can have dreams.
但不是每个地方都能实现。
But not every place can.
还有英伟达的创始人黄仁勋啊。
And then there's Jensen Huang, the founder of NVIDIA.
大家都知道他的祖籍是浙江青田。
Everyone knows his ancestral origin is from Kington, Zhejiang.
如果说他的父亲啊
If his father
当年没有决绝地选择前往美国
In those days, there was no decisive choice to go to the United States.
那你说他的未来会如何？
So, what do you think his future will be like?
还有钢铁侠的原型伊隆马斯克。
There is also the Iron Man prototype Aramis.
他是南非人啊。
He is from South Africa.
父母呢，在他9岁的时候就离婚了。
His parents divorced when he was 9 years old.
后来呢，随着母亲移居了加拿大。
Later, with the mother's relocation to Canada,
他21岁的时候到美国求学啊。
He went to the United States to study when he was 21 years old.
跟他的弟弟金巴尔在加州成立了一家电子黄页公司。
He and his brother founded an online directory company in California, specializing in electronics.
两兄弟起初的情况非常糟糕。
The initial situation of the two brothers was very bad.
由于住所简陋
due to the poor living conditions,
只能去青年旅馆里面洗澡
only go to the youth hostel to take a shower,
并在办公桌上睡觉
and sleep on the desk.
他的母亲思念儿子
his mother misses her son.
但因为缺钱，只能攒钱
But because of lack of money, I can only save money.
攒两个月啊
Save 2 months.
才能去看儿子一次。兄弟两个最窘迫的时候啊
It's only when you're at your lowest that you truly understand the importance of family.
连打印资料的钱都没有。
Even without printing the documents.
只能等母亲来看望自己的时候。
Only when their mother comes to visit can they be seen.
帮他们两付钱。
Pay them.
那后来的故事我们也知道了。马斯克在互联网支付。
What we know about the later story is that Musk was involved in internet payments.
新能源汽车。
New energy vehicles.
太空探索等领域取得了震惊世人的成就。
space exploration and other fields have achieved remarkable achievements that have shocked the world.
而现在他还在不停地追逐
And he was still chasing after it.
别人看起来不可能实现的奇思妙想
Ideas that seemed impossible to achieve.
那么这一刻
So at this moment,
即便当初那些嘲笑他想要移民火星的人
Even those who mocked him for wanting to immigrate to Mars back then.
也在他这几年所取得的突飞猛进之前、啊、
Before he achieved such rapid progress in these years.
可能呢也笑不出来了。
Maybe I won't be able to laugh anymore.
那我们设想一下、
Well, let's imagine that.
画的
Howard.
胡。黄仁勋
Who Wong Ling Jing?
马斯克这些人如果待在故乡能否取得今日之成就
If Musk and people like him had stayed in their hometown, could they achieve today's success?
或许能或许呢不过是一个不起眼的小胡小黄小马
Maybe, maybe, but it's just a small pot, a small yellow, and a small horse.
另外我还想说一个人啊就搞期货交易的人。
I also want to say something about a person who is involved in futures trading.
那么这个人呢是程序化交易的大神啊。
So, is this person a master of algorithmic trading?
就是托马斯·彼得菲。这彼得菲啊是匈牙利的移民。
Thomas Petefi is an immigrant from Hungary.
1944年出生在战火纷飞的布达佩斯的某个地下室。
Born in 1944 in a basement in Budapest, amidst the chaos of war.
童年时期充满了饥饿。
The same period was full of hunger.
困苦和危险。
Hardship and danger.
1965年。
1965.
他逃离了饱受苏联蹂躏的匈牙利。
He escaped from Hungary, which was ravaged by the Soviet Union.
以难民的身份来到了美国。
Came to the United States as a refugee.
纽约。
New York.
开始了华尔街传奇的淘金之旅。
Started the gold rush.
那么刚刚到纽约的彼得菲啊。
So, Peter Fear, who just arrived in New York.
他不懂英文，身上
He doesn't understand English.
只有他爸给他的$100。
Only he got $100 from his dad.
还有自己学习工程学所需要的测量手册和计算尺。
Also, you need a measurement manual and a calculator for studying engineering.
但他凭借自己的勤奋、好学、天赋。
But he relied on his diligence and talent.
在1969年加入了华尔街一家咨询公司。
In 1969, he joined a consulting firm on Wall Street.
并首创了程序化期权交易模型。
And pioneered the programmatic options trading model.
1977年他自立门户单干。
In 1977, he went independent and worked alone.
2007年旗下的盈透在纳斯达克成功上市。
In 2007, the company Silver Trans successfully listed on the Nasdaq.
成为美股最大的 IPO 之一。
One of the largest IPOs in the US stock market.
他前后用了42年、啊、
He used it for 2 and 42 years.
实现了一个难民小子。到华尔街现代交易之父的华丽转身。
He transformed from a refugee boy to a successful trader on Wall Street.
当然我们不需要假设都知道、啊、
Of course, we don't need to assume that everyone knows.
这个彼得菲如果待在匈牙利会是怎么样子的
What would Peter F. be like if he stayed in Hungary?
那我说的这些呢并不是说少数代表啊。
And what I'm saying isn't that only a few representatives are involved.
因为在福布斯美国富豪榜400强里，超过10%的人都是他国的移民。
Because more than 10% of the top 400 richest people in the Forbes list of American millionaires are immigrants from other countries,
他们都是白手起家。
they all started from nothing.
比如说，谷歌的联合创始人布林啊，对冲基金。
For example, Google's co-founder Brin and hedge funds
大鳄索罗斯、
George Soros.
房地产大亨奥莱尼科夫、
Real estate tycoon Olenikov,
汽车零售部制造商沙希德汗等等。
automotive retail department manufacturer Shahid Khan, etc.
对于这些美国梦的经典代表，
And for these classic symbols of the American dream,
世人称颂最多的其实不是他们的财富，
what people praise most is not their wealth.
而是他们从一文不值到实现人生价值。
Instead, they went from worthless to achieving a sense of purpose in life.
甚至说，人类梦想的过程。
Even talking about the process of human dreaming.
那这种过程体现的是人类在自由保障的前提下所释放出来的精神创造力。
This process embodies the creative spirit released by humans under the condition of freedom.
这是人类社会不断前行。
This is the continuous progress of human society.
不断迈上一个又一个台阶的根本原因。
The fundamental reason for constantly reaching new heights.
马斯克跟马云啊，当时作为中美最著名的两个话题人物。
Musk and Marjan were the two most famous figures in China and the United States at the time.
曾经呢，在2019年的8月啊，在上海举行了世界人工智能大会的二马谈话。
Once in August 2019, there was a 2-hour conversation between Xi Jinping and Emmanuel Macron at the World Artificial Intelligence Conference held in Shanghai.
结果两个人的对话完全不在一个点上。
The two people's conversation was completely different.
马云谈利益，
Marianne talks about Lai Yi.
马斯克谈理想啊，
Musk talks about his ideal.
结果呢，成了一场鸡同鸭讲的尴尬交流。
The result was a ridiculous and awkward exchange.
那这里说一下。
Let me say something here.
马云引以为傲的互联网之父，
Regarding Al Barber's pride, the internet payment.
不过是步了马斯克啊这个 paper 的后尘而已。
But it's just the aftermath of Musk's paper and then the aftermath of that.
作为这个中国最富有的人之一啊，
As one of the richest people in China,
为什么这个马云啊，他不会被我们当做中国梦的代表？
why is Alibaba's Marjan not considered a representative of the Chinese dream?
为什么马斯克还在创造一个又一个的奇迹？
Why is Musk still creating one miracle after another?
而马云只剩下蚂蚁金服的叹息呢？
And what about Alibaba just left with Ant Financial?
那么，彼得菲尔在自己谈起美国梦的时候啊，
So, when Peter Feer talked about the American dream,
他这么想，
he thought so.
他说在美国啊，
He said he was in the United States.
我可以充分享用自由。衡量一个人的成功是否，是在于他的内心以及他的决心。
I can fully appreciate the idea of measuring a person's success based on their inner qualities and their determination.
这是潜藏着无限机会的宝地。
This is a land with unlimited opportunities.
他的解释呢还到位，
His explanation is also good
因为很多人啊，
because many people,
如果你仅仅把美国梦理解为发财梦啊，
if you only understand the American dream as a dream of getting rich,
那么这个是不可能的。
Then this is impossible.
发财梦其实不是美国梦的精髓。
The dream of getting rich is actually not the essence of the American dream.
追溯根源
Academic roots.
美国梦的概念来自于美利坚啊。
The concept of the American dream comes from the United States of America.
立国的文件独立宣言
Declaration of Independence.
也就是所有的人生来都是平等的。
That is, all people are born equal.
他们享有生活、自由和追求幸福的权利。
They have the right to enjoy freedom and pursue happiness.
在19世纪
In the 19th century,
欧洲大陆血腥不堪的战争和革命大潮中
Amidst the bloody wars and revolutions that swept across Europe,
大量移民的到来
The arrival of a large number of immigrants
催生了美国梦这个概念的成型
contributed to the formation of the concept of the American dream.
1931年
1931
作家亚当斯啊在他的历史著作
author Adams in his historical work
美国史记里第一次明确为美国梦下了一个定义
The first explicit definition of the American dream in American history was given by Americans.
他这么想
He thought so.
为这样一个国度的憧憬在那里
To envision such a nation there.
每个人都可以生活得更好
Everyone can live better.
更富足
More abundant.
更充实
More fulfilling.
每个人都有依照自己能力实现目标的机会
Everyone has the opportunity to achieve their goals.According to their own abilities.
If I were to use current Mandarin now,
if I were to use current Mandarin now,
做一个通俗的啊简洁的
make it simple and concise.
这个解释它有两个含义。
This explanation has two meanings.
第一个就是社会阶层流动性。
The first one is social class mobility.
直白地讲
To put it bluntly,
就是你的未来定位啊
Regarding your future positioning,
并不仅仅在于你的家族血缘政治立场
It's not just about your family lineage and political affiliation.
或者说偶然的机遇
Or to put it another way, it's a matter of chance.
而是在于你个人的能力和奋斗。
Ultimately, it depends on your own abilities and efforts.
第二个就是你人的自由权利，所创造的知识、财富受到法律的保障。
The second is that the knowledge wealth created by human rights is protected by law.
没有人可以随便剥夺或者摧毁。
No one can arbitrarily deprive or destroy.
那么没有阶级的流动
There is no class mobility.
马斯克也好啊
Musk is also good.
彼得菲也好
Peter Phil.
他们不可能白手起家
They can't go down in disgrace.
没有知识产权
No copyright.
个人财富的保障
Personal wealth protection.
他们的天才他们是创造不可能持续。人才
They're genius. They are the creators of the impossible, and they are sustainable talent.
其实哪个国家都有。
In fact, this exists in every country.
但是保障人才能够发挥聪明才智的土壤。
However, providing a fertile ground for talent to thrive.
不是哪都有。
Not everywhere.
所以美国嘛，不是说美国人的梦。
So, the American dream isn't just about Americans,
或者说美国人才能实现的梦,
or as Americans can achieve,
而是有一片叫做美利坚的地方啊。
Instead, there was a place called the United States of America,
为全世界不服输的、不认命的人才提供了无限创造的可能,
provides unlimited creative possibilities for those who are not resigned to fate and are determined to succeed.
你所想成就的不必是权贵的血亲。
What you want to achieve doesn't have to be the blood relative of a powerful person.
不必是富翁的儿子。
Not necessarily the son of a rich man.
不必要卑躬屈膝。
Don't be subservient.
也不必要同流合污。
Don't be complicit.
只需要你竭尽的所能的啊，去创造和奋斗即可。
Just do your best and strive for creation and achievement.